Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we just love you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we just pause for a minute and say a special prayer for all the folks that are struggling with the COVID, struggling with other sicknesses. Lord, we know we got quite a few ladies at the beach having a women's retreat. Keep them safe. We've got folks traveling, going to visit family. We ask you for your traveling mercies. And Lord, we just lay them all at the foot of the cross. Father, we know that this sickness is running wild, and Lord, we just trust you. It seems like it's not as bad for some people, and some people it is. So, Lord, we're not going to sit here this morning and try to figure it all out, because we know that you are in control. That you have all this in the palm of your hand. So, Lord, I pray that you'd help me this morning teach this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, the title of this message this morning is God is in control. Isn't he? God is in control. We see on television, the news, everywhere, it's COVID. It's politics. It's racism. It's war. It's drugs and crime. Is God still in control? Of course he is. Yes to that question. And we're going to talk about that this morning. But my question is, are you feeling on the edge? Are you feeling worried or anxious? If you are, you're not alone. A lot of people are going through this unsteady emotional time. So I want to encourage you this morning. You see, uncertainty leads to fear. It can quickly escalate real fast to start eroding our faith. We have to be very careful. Fear can be powerful. In fact, fear is one of the old tricks of the enemy. He's used fear many, many times, millions of times probably in the past, to make people doubt God. Does God really exist? Does he really have all these things in the palm of his hand? We say this encouraging, motivating stuff, which most of it's scripture that I try to say. But does he really? You see, we have the power within the Word of God to fight off, or we say combat anxiety or worry. And it's based on God's promises. Everybody say God's promises. Despite what we feel, don't base it on feelings. Feelings are just fleeting emotions that come and go. We have to remind ourselves. We have to remind ourselves that God is in control. When something around us feels out of control, we can allow those scriptures that we read, those scriptures, those Bible verses that we memorize, we can allow those to prove to us, to get it deep down in our heart that we know that God has it under control. He is sovereign. In our lives, in our world, be assured that he is control. He is our peace and our comfort. So we'll start out this morning on Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. Here we go. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. He goes on to say, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. You see, guys, this verse right here, this one verse, assures us that God knows what he is doing. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. It doesn't matter how we feel. This is the fact that God is in control. You see, His thinking is different than our way of thinking, especially when it comes to what's best for us and best for our family and best for the world. He knows what He's doing. The Scripture clearly says that, and His ways are so much higher than our ways. In other words, His plan for you and His plan for this church, Pauline Baptist, His plans for America and for the world, they're much higher, much greater. We can't even wrap our little head, our little brain around what God really has in store for us. Despite what we see, remember we talked about the news and all the things that's going on, despite what we see around us, all of us, me, you, we should take time out, pause for a minute, and really focus on what really matters, and focus on the truth and not listen to lies. The media is full of lies. Probably, just my opinion, probably controlled by the father of lies. We should let the little things, give that over to God. We should let the big things, give that over to God. Put those things in His hand. Lay those things that you worry about, you stress about, you're like overly concerned about, lay those things at the foot of the cross. Amen? Deuteronomy 31:8. Deuteronomy, if you're taking notes, just write down the scripture and stay with me. Deuteronomy 31:8. Listen closely. It is the Lord. It is who? It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. He says, do not fear or be dismayed. You see, we all know that Moses spoke these words to Joshua as he commissioned him to take the Israelites to the promised land. But see, you and I, we can take that and apply that to our lives, where it builds up hope within us, confidence within us that God is in control, and He will be there with us. He will walk with us. He will be beside us. He will be in front of us. He will be behind us. In the military terms, God has our back. He's got our six, right? He's got our back for sure. He is well aware. Now listen close to this. He is well aware of all that is happening right now in the world. And all that has happened in the past, He's well aware of it. And He's also well aware of what's going to happen in the future. And it's all based on His wisdom, His love, and His great plan for you in America and the world in this church. We do not need to fear when we have God in control of our future. Think about that. Let that sit in. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fear. No disrespect, but He's kind of like the puzzle maker. You know, if I threw a puzzle down here, you'd have a very difficult time putting it together. But if I showed you the box and you knew what it looked like in the end, you could probably put it together. God knows what it looks like in the end. He knows what your life looks like in the end. Trust Him with your life. Do not fear. Psalms 73:26. Everybody with me? It says, my flesh and my heart may fall, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Some of you kids, He said it was forever. Oh, come on. Everybody see Sandlot? Sandlot? That's a great movie. I'm all serious and I turn to Sandlot. It's all good. Whether it is sickness, COVID, disease, loss of a job, betrayal, rejection, whatever it may be, God shows up on our behalf. He is there for us. He loves us. He loves us with an everlasting love. And as Paul says, His grace is sufficient for us. I've had to rely on that many times in my life, and I'm sure probably most of you have too, if you're over 15 or 20, right? God's grace is sufficient for us. He strengthens our soul through trials. I'm still trying to learn that one. But He strengthens our soul through trials, and even in the moment of death, He conquers the grave. That's why the Bible says, O death, where is your sting? You see, guys, listen to this. Our souls, my spirit, my soul is safe and secure in the hands of our Heavenly Father. That gives me peace. That gives me joy, knowing that I can rest in Him. 2 Chronicles 2:17. Everybody's familiar with this one, but I'm going to read it anyway. 2 Chronicles 2:17. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Amen. We desperately need this in America right now, around the world, but we're just focusing on America right now. This verse reinforces that God wants His people to humble themselves and become dependent on Him. Trust Him. He is the gentle healer. He is the great physician. He can heal us individually. He can heal our nation physically, economically, and spiritually. But God desires for His people to humble ourselves and call out to Him. Trust God. Trust what He is allowing to affect you. I'm going to say that again. Listen up. Trust what He is allowing to affect you or your family or this world, and we need to cry out for Him for healing and deliverance and wisdom and safety and direction. The best thing that we can do when we feel overwhelmed with fear and anxiety is to cry out to God in prayer. David said this. He said that he cried out to the Lord. David said he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord heard him and delivered him from all his troubles. Psalms 23:3, David says, He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. This is David. Psalms 23 is a beautiful chapter in the Bible, which David acknowledges God's goodness and God's protection for his life. You see, guys, David has come to learn the comfort and the safety of depending on God, of really accepting that God really does have us in the palm of His hand. David looked at God as a shepherd. He shepherded him and guiding him and protecting him. And we can have that same confidence in God, that no matter what's going on in your life, the life of your loved one, the life of our country, God is still in control. He still has a great plan for your life and for our country. Psalms 125:2. I love this one. Psalms 125:2. It says, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds His people both now and forever. There's that word again. Forever. Basically, God surrounds Jerusalem. And really, in Jerusalem, is surrounded by a natural fortification. It has the Mount Zion on the north side, the Mount of Olives on the east, and there are other mountains that surround the other sides. Just as Jerusalem is protected, listen to this. This is encouraging. God surrounds and protects us with His favor and with His loving kindness. He said He placed His angels encamped about us. He's protecting us and keeping us safe. Trust God. He is in control. He is our shield and guards us with His loving hand. Amen. He said He'd never leave us, never forsake us. I'll say that 1,000 times until it drives it home. He loves us with an everlasting love forever. When you're worried, you can remember that God is surrounding you on all sides. Surrounding you on all sides. Don't think we really have the potential, but if we could see in the what they call the fourth dimension, the spirit world, you could see right now angels surrounding this church with fiery swords, protecting the enemy from even coming into this building. I believe that. Philippians 4:6-7, another familiar verse. Philippians 4:6-7. It says, do not be anxious about anything. Anything. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. Very familiar verse. God gives us the prescription for anxiety. It's prayer. Be quick to pray when you feel worry. Be quick to pray when you feel fear. When you feel anxiety, be quick to pray. Be quick to give it to God. Be quick to trust Him. You see, when we take our request to God, we are allowing Him to work in our lives and take control of our thoughts and our emotions. We give it to God. If we continue worrying, if we continue being anxious, if we continue thinking about what may happen, how's it going to turn out? What should I do? Why did I do that? Why did I say that? Just stop it. Stop it. Give it to God. Give it over to Him. Let Him take over your thoughts and your feelings. Those things we call emotions. Listen closely when we say, we cannot realize supernatural peace until we surrender our minds to God's ways and thoughts. I'm going to say that again. We cannot realize supernatural peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding, until we surrender our minds to God's ways and thoughts. Give it to God. Meditate on His Word daily. Pray daily. Give it to God daily. John 14:27. John 14:27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." You see, at this point, I believe that Jesus knew that his time of coming to the cross was approaching very soon. And he began to prepare his disciples. And he left them with really kind of one promise of his legacy. And his legacy is peace. Peace. Is that not what this world needs? Peace. The gospel of Jesus is peace. That's why it's called good news. The gospel means good news. Peace. Both eternal peace through our belief, God's grace of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, and also earthly peace. Earthly peace as we walk by faith and not by sight. The world doesn't know about peace, but we do. And that's why I have these little invite cards. I want you to share them so that people can find peace. By faith in Jesus, we find relief from our worries and our fears. Any peace of this world is just temporary. But the peace that Christ offers is everlasting. It is forever. Now, my friends, you can be sure of this. We can trust a loving God who would offer up His Son as a payment for our sins in exchange for eternal and earthly peace. That's how much He loves us. He gave up His only Son to be punished, crucified, dying on that cross, buried in the grave for 3 days, then being raised on that third day, conquering death, hell, and the grave. And then a little while, He ascended into heaven, sat at the right hand of the Father, and promised us that He's coming back for His children. Amen. That gets all up inside of me. Gives me joy and happiness. A couple more scriptures and then we'll close. Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. How many remember that old Maranatha worship song? Anybody remember that? How beautiful? I won't sing it. I'll spare you. But it says, He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. When I was studying, I was like, oh man, I got to come back to this later and really study this. What does this really mean, you know? You know, I think I know, but I really want to get down into the nuts and bolts of it, you know. The last part of that verse. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Wow, you think about that. He's got it all figured out. He's in control. He's sovereign. There is a beauty in everything God has created. He orders all things and upholds their purpose. He scattered the stars out there and told them to hang on right there. Stay right there. He told the tide, you go about right here, then you stop and you go back. I'll let you know if I need you to do something else. Wow. He created everything. Isn't that amazing? Now, here's something. I want you to ponder this. We may not always understand. We may not always understand why God allows for things to happen in our lives that cause pain, fear, and worry. I don't think we're ever going to completely understand that until we get to heaven and it's all going to make sense. Remember, God's thoughts are way further than ours. However, we can trust that He has a beautiful purpose for it. He has a beautiful purpose for it. Hebrews 11:1, last verse. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. See, guys, faith is believing that God exists, that He loves us, that He rewards those who seek Him, and that we can hope in Him because His promises are always true. We can stand on that. We can stand on that firm foundation. We can stand on that rock. Faith does not require perfection. Everybody hear that? Faith does not require perfection, but consistent belief that God is in control. Do not let the devil lie to you and tell you that God is not in control. Don't let him doubt you. Don't let the devil get you to doubt about God and about your faith. Take every thought captive in obedience to Christ. Stand on the Word. Stand on the solid rock of Jesus, the good news. A life of faith is lived in believing the promises of God to be true and then clinging to them when we are uncertain. Faith does not need to see. Faith does not need to see to believe that God is in control. You see, our spirit confirms with the Word of God and the Holy Spirit that He loves us, and He is in control of our lives, and He is in control of this world. So today, right now, I encourage you. Today, right now, I want to lift you up. And I want to encourage you. Today, we will rest our souls in the Father's hands. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we do love You. We thank You for Your Word. We know that Your Word goes forth and will not return void. It will do what it was meant to do in this earth. So Father, if there's one this morning or the sound of my voice has never accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, Lord, I pray that they will do that this morning. All they need to do is say to themselves, or if they're in church, come down here. I'll be glad to pray with them. Just say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins and I ask You to come into my heart and save me. This day I'll make You the Savior of my life, and I believe in the death, burial, and resurrection. And from this day forward, I want to serve You. Lord, we love You and thank You. In Jesus' name, amen.